The word Advent comes from a Latin word. It means coming. Advent is a time of expectation and reflection as we prepare for Christmas. It's centuries old in church tradition, and it's to remind us of Christ's coming, but also it's also a time to remind us of the second Advent that will come. Actually, you know, there's three. Probably never thought about it this way, but Christ came to Bethlehem, but then he came into your heart, but he's coming again in the last day. So that's, and this is a time just to set our heart, preparation, reflection. It's a little different in times past. It was a time of fasting and repentance. We more have a time of feasting and gift giving. It's a little different, but hopefully we can capture a little bit about what this season's all about. We are going, as is our custom, we're going to be using the Advent wreath to help us focus on our journey to Bethlehem over the next few weeks. And we've asked several of you to light these candles each week. You can see we're going to have the candle of hope today, and then love, and then joy, and peace. And then on Christmas Eve, which is a Sunday, we're all going to have a united service here, one service, 10 a.m. And then that night at 11 o'clock at night, we're going to come together and have a candlelight service. That's when we will light the Christ candle. I understand also the shepherds are showing up to tell us their side of the story, so it's going to be a fun evening. Bring the kids. Well, today we're going to begin our journey with our first candle. It's the candle of hope. 2 years ago, Joshua and Aaron Jansen lit that candle. Today they're going to light it again. And it's an exciting time because they're going to be sharing with us about the journey of hope they've taken over these last couple of years. And this journey, appropriately, is going to be fulfilled sometime very close to Christmas. Would you put your hands together and greet Joshua and Aaron as they come to share with us?
Hello. We're just very honored and grateful to be able to share our story of hope during this Advent season as well. And as Pastor Joe said, Advent does mean expectation. And with that comes, you know, waiting and hoping for something. And so I would just ask you, maybe what are you hoping and waiting for during this time? So, it was 2 years ago that we were standing here and sharing our story of hope and how we were hoping that God would provide for us to start our family. So, you know, the situation was very different then, but, you know, going through the trials of infertility, our hope was still the same as it is today. And we were trusting God in the waiting and knowing that his timing is perfect and that his plans for our life would prevail. And as Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I just want to say that waiting isn't wasted time. There's always something that we can learn while we're waiting. And, you know, what does God want you to learn while you're waiting for a situation in your own life? For us, that was strengthening our faith in the Lord and strengthening our marriage, learning about patience, perseverance, endurance, and also finding that peace and joy and contentment through waiting. And a verse that I liked and really held on to during a lot of this was Hebrews 10:23 that says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Like I said, today we have that same hope that God who brought us through these, you know, to this point and through the hard times and everything, that he will deliver on his promise to us as we wait, now with expectant joy for the birth of our daughter in just a few short weeks. I would say that trust that God's timing is perfect for you, and know that you can find hope in the hard times and in the happy times.
Like I said in first service, I say again, I'm not sure I can add a whole lot to that awesome testimony and story. She did really, really good. About the only thing in the backstory that often gets kind of left out, something we've told just a few people, we actually found out after everything that we were pregnant on Easter Sunday morning before we came to church. And ever since then, the baby's due date has been Christmas Day. Kind of, hi, I'm in charge, you're not. I get the message. I mean, if he would have flown a plane over, I don't know if it could have been any clearer. But yeah, 2 years ago, things were very different for us. But 2 years ago, I read a verse from Romans chapter 8, verses 24 and 25, that I would want to read again to remind us. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. It's easier to hope for something that you can get tomorrow, or maybe just like click buy now and get it today, or the next day, two-day shipping, Prime, anybody else? And even though 2 years ago we were on full hope with no evidence whatsoever, and now there's evidence, but the evidence isn't yet even in our hands, right? The thing that we were really hoping for, our daughter to be born, it's still to come. So there's still this anticipation, this expectation. It's still coming. But something really, really critical, as we talked about this, as we've gone through all this process, but just yesterday as we were talking about what we wanted to say, this little girl, as amazing as she's going to be, as much as we've yearned for her, is not the child of promise, right? Only one child ever came into this earth to fulfill that promise, and that was Jesus Christ, right? So that's the hope, like Aaron said, that's the hope that we can be set sure upon, and that we hold to unswervingly, right? We don't go off path. We stay true. He alone is the rock that we can stand on. So.